Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Nate.
Morning.
How are ya?
Good, yeah, and it's an exciting time to be a bookseller in Auckland, because...
A shortlist? Has been announced.
A shortlist has been announced, and the Writers Festival program, full program, is out on Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, how exciting.
It really is.
And we should have, we're hoping hard copies of it in the store on Wednesday, but it's probably going to be Thursday. But
okay.
Come and have a look at that, because it's a great event. It's a great festival. And I mean, a festival's always fun. There's kind of an energy in the air.
That's so true. It could be any festival.
I like a hard copy of a program as well, like.
Yeah, especially.
Get your pen out, figure out your circles, what you're going to see.
Circles, highlighting.
Especially, it's a very big program. Mm. There's like more than 100 events, I'm pretty sure. There's like four things happening at the same time. It can be a bit overwhelming. I can get that hard copy, get a highlighter.
Are you in on the kind of behind the scenes secrets? Like, do you know some of the people?
No, but cannot say some of the people, but less than you'd think, considering I know quite a few people who know the entire program, but have a perverse joy in not telling me anything until it comes out. But yeah, and we have the Occam shortlist, which is a really exciting one. The winner from each of the categories will be announced on that week that the Writers Festival takes place on a ceremony on Wednesday. And... we've already mentioned quite a few of these books before, but I just thought I'd give a quick rundown. The big story, maybe, is that A Different Kind of Power by Jacinda Ardern has been shortlisted.
No way.
So we'll see how far it goes, but that, obviously, we've sold so many copies. It's a great memoir.
Yeah.
One step closer. And the funny thing I'd also look out for that one is I think Jacinda Ardern is the only person in this category who is a debut author, and there's a separate prize for debut in each category. So she'll definitely be getting on the stage at some point in the night, is what I would say.
Oh, wow. Jacinda will be there.
And she's joined by two kind of a beautiful essay collection in The Compulsion in Us by Tina Margheriti.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very beautiful book. Northbound by Naomi Arnold, which is, Naomi Arnold is a journalist, and that's a 7-month, I think, walk of the Te Ara track down the whole of New Zealand.
Beautiful.
And then a book that I have to admit I haven't been focusing on too much myself, because it's about hunting, and what I know about hunting is nothing. But I've talked to some people and they really love this book and say that you don't need to be a big hunting fan to like it. And
it's a bit more than hunting.
It's The Hollows Boys by Peter Carey, and it's meant to be a kind of story of three brothers doing helicopter deer hunt, which, I mean, the concept of that kind of blows my mind, but it's apparently a fascinating read. A lot of great characters,
kind of lawlessness. Yeah.
And then I also thought I'd just do a quick rundown of the fiction, which the big story for that is that the big name on that is Catherine Chidgey for The Book of Guilt.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've also got Hood's Landing by Laura Vincent, which is a very beautiful story of woman in a small New Zealand town. It's by a small press. I think it's their first fiction. I think it's really great. I'd definitely keep an eye on that one as well. That's joined by All Her Wives, Ingrid Horrocks, which is 9 short stories.
Yep.
Again, tracking generations of women. And How to Paint a Nude by Sam Mahone, which is this kind of... no one had heard of it until it was in the long list.
Okay.
And now it's on the short list, and everyone's kind of looking at that and thinking, we need to get our hands on that. It's a very beautiful book. We've had it in the store. Very beautifully done. Also a first fiction by this publisher.
Wow, so a little bit of a sleeper hit in the shortlist?
A few sleeper hits on the shortlist as well, which is really great. And some small presses really punching above their weight.
It's I would hate to have to make a shortlist for that non-fiction section, because it's just, there's so many different things there. Like, okay, you've got Jacinda Ardern's memoir and a book about helicopter deer hunting?
Yep.
In the same category.
And it is interesting.
How does that work?
And the long list, which was even more kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
But that's why I'd maybe have a look at A Different Kind of Power and think it maybe could pull this off, because this category has always been an odd one, because there's so much there, and sometimes you get judges who like a kind of really well-researched historical academic text.
Yep.
But there's none on this particular shortlist. It's a bit of it's an interesting, there's kind of two memoirs, an essay collection, and I think The Hollis Boys, you'd say, is a memoir as well.
Mm.
So it's kind of a battle of that different side of nonfiction. There's none of the big weighty histories. And I wonder, I think Jacinda Ardern could pull it off. The biggest thing she's ever won, the New Zealand Nonfiction Book Award.
Yeah, I reckon, for sure. Well, that's very exciting. And the winners are revealed as a part of the Auckland Writers Festival,
yes,
right?
Yes, so the Ockham's kind of starts it off on the Wednesday, first Wednesday of May, I think. And then the rest of the Writers Festival falls in over the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What a week. Wow. Incredible. You've also brought a book up to review for us.
I have also brought in a book to review, and this has also kind of been a sweeper hit. It came out in the US. Mm. It didn't really have plans for New Zealand distribution, but it was so well reviewed there that in the space of a week, suddenly it very much had plans to release it worldwide. And it's called This Is Where the Serpent Lives by Daniil Muir-Newton? Sorry, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that name.
He's, I saw that last name and I was like, oh God, good luck to you.
He's a kind of Pakistani-American writer, which gives, the whole book takes place in Pakistan, and that gives it a wonderful kind of authenticity, because he actually owns a farm in Pakistan and spends half the year there and half the year teaching creative writing, which is kind of an amazing life to have.
Yeah.
But, he was shortlisted in 2009 for the Pulitzer for In Other Rooms, Other Wonders, which was a short story collection. And essentially, ever since that, he's been writing this. Mm-hmm. So it's another one of these, takes a decade, more than a decade, and then it hits the shelves. And you can really see it in this book. It's an interesting structure. It's kind of four novellas that are all stitched together and interconnected, taking place in Pakistan over the course of about 40, 50 years.
Mm.
And you can really tell his kind of skills as a short story writer, where short stories often operate by kind of fixing an image in your head. And the opening story definitely does this. It's about a boy called Yazid who was found at a bazaar holding a pair of shoes. This is immediately post-partition. And he is taken in by kind of food store owner and taken in. Essentially, he does unpaid labor for 10 years for this guy, and then kind of meets this upper middle class family and tries to integrate himself into them, but of course it goes wrong and he's kind of thrown out in the streets. But that is kind of the perfect encapsulation of what this book is. It's very much occupied with class.
Mm.
And you can see that the first story is that. The second story is a Pakistani landowner who's just come back from university in the US and has to deal with this kind of corruption and suddenly being a powerful figure and not knowing how to use that power and just slowly kind of corrupting himself.
Wow.
And then the third story takes you right up, and you meet the people in the third story, in the second story, and they're the highest class figures in this. They're incredibly powerful. They almost have kind of feudal power in a specific corner of Pakistan. And in this story, the third one, Hisham and Shanaz, you see how they get together, how they marry. She was dating his brother.
Juicy.
Sees this kind of ruthlessness in Hisham and goes for him. And the fourth story, and this is what I found particularly powerful in this book, is the fourth story very much knits it all together.
Mm.
You think, where's this going? It's all very divergent.
Mm.
And then you get the fourth story, which is the longest, of a servant called Saqib, who is raised by the boy in the first story, Wazir, who has become a powerful figure in the household of Hisham and Shanaz, who are the third story's people.
Oh, and it all ties together nicely.
It all ties together nicely. And he becomes a very valued member of the staff and then tries to get into that, ahead in that social structure, tries to take himself into that next stage. Because you see very much here that these class barriers, they're enforced. If you're in that servant class, you will be in that servant class. Even when he's running a farm and he's making millions, he is still being paid as if he is in that servant class.
Mm.
And he tries to get ahead, and of course, when someone tries to get ahead on the class divide, it shuts down underneath them. And it does for that, but I think it's a really beautiful story. And what I'd say is it sounds very epic, and it is, but what makes it so great is how intimate it feels, especially when you get to that fourth story and you suddenly see that every single point in the three before have been building up to this. And a really wonderful thing is Saqib is kind of an outsider, but you know everyone in his life, and he's concocting these schemes, and you know more in the ways that matter about the people than he does. And it leads to this horrible thing where you know it's going to go wrong, and you start to see that those three stories before have been showing you why it will go wrong, but you don't want it to. And then, of course, it all blows up in this ending that is explosive and powerful and really engaging.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds thrilling. We've been talking about This Is Where the Serpent Lives by Danielle Moinerden.
Yeah, that's probably better than my... That's
I hope
impressive.
So. Yeah, we'll have to look that up later. Thank you so much, Nate.
Thanks, Nate.
So much exciting stuff happening in the world of books. And this one is on the shelves at Time Out.
At Time Out, yes. Now. Big stack on the table now.
Wonderful. And by Thursday, probably, you can pick up your physical programs for the Auckland Writers' Fest.
Maybe Wednesday afternoon, but to be safe, I think we'll say Thursday.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much, Nate.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Loose Reads.